Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on April 15th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Every year, the City Council holds a couple of special meetings, open to the public, to go over the annual budget and discuss the things that each department is requesting. Those budget workshops are April 29th, May 13th, and May 15th this year, all at 6 o'clock p.m. in the second floor community room at City Hall. If you're interested in what's included in the city budget, you can attend these meetings and find out. Another thing that happens every year is hydrant flushing. Fire hydrants need to be flushed periodically to make sure they still work, to clear sediment buildup, and because frankly, if you leave the water sitting in there too long, they get kinda gross inside. So don't be surprised if you see city crews with an open hydrant. Check the link in the description to the Eye on Gillette video on the topic. It's spring now, and soon it'll be summer. And if you've got a yard, you know what that means. Yard work. Mowing, gardening, picking up sticks from trees, all that. And what do you do with all the results? You can bring them to the yard waste facility out at Wastewater on Garner Lake Road, or, if you want, you can sign up for the Curbside Yard Waste Program. The Curbside Yard Waste Program costs $9.60 a month, added to your utility bill, and you can sign up by calling 307-686-5206. When you do, you'll get a 10 yard waste rollout that you can fill with grass clippings, leaves, and sticks and branches less than 2 inches around and less than 36 inches in length. Then, on your regular trash day, the rollout will be collected and your yard waste will be taken to the yard waste facility for you. And here's what's on the April 15th City Council agenda. Something that I think a lot of people have strong feelings about will be on the agenda, with both a public hearing and a council resolution on the adoption of the City of Gillette Comprehensive Master Plan. If you'd like to know what's in the comprehensive plan, I've linked to the plan in the description of this episode. There will be 3 amendments to project agreements for the Gillette Regional Water Supply Project. Amendment number 4 to Project Phase 3, Amendment number 2 to Project Phase 4, and Amendment number 1 to Project Phase 5. What these amendments do is extend the finish deadline of the projects to allow the city to continue to use Wyoming Water Development Commission grant funds for the projects, and otherwise makes no real changes to anything about the projects. There are 3 items from the Planning Commission meeting on April 8th before the council. One of them is for the Conn subdivision to create 3 lots on previously unplatted land. Another is for the Lulabelle subdivision to add a portion of unplatted land to a subdivision and create 2 lots. One lot would be where Lulabelle's is downtown, and the second would be the parking lot there, which is already city-owned and used as general downtown parking, but it would be dedicated as public right-of-way as part of this plat. The last planning item is an amendment to the district zoning map for Tract G of Pronghorn Ranch Phase 1, to change it from R1 and R2, single-family and two-family residential, to R4, multifamily residential. And finally, the vast majority of the meeting will be annual agency funding request presentations. Social service agencies requesting funding from the optional 1% sales tax funds will each have 10 minutes to give a presentation about who they are and what they do. That's a brief look at the April 15th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by clicking on the email updates link in the description of this episode. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.